Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, isn't it a grand and glorious thrill to hear the family praise a special dinner of yours? Of course it is. And you can bet that compliments will come fast and furious every time you serve Kroger quality beef. What a tasty treat. Tender? Yes, ma'am. Delicious? Yes, sirree. Why, it's just brimming with flavory rich juices, with delicious tenderness. Just think what a wonderful thrill it'll be for you to surprise your family with a tender, juicy steak, or a crusty brown roast of beef. Or perhaps the folks at your house go for savory beef stew, or boiled beef with horseradish. Well, no matter which main dish you choose, you'll find the delightful goodness of Kroger quality beef will please the entire family. Remember, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is it the best grade of beef available, it's also priced for real thrift. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's deliciously tasty and tender, and it's available now at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs has successfully completed her strange work for Mrs. Carrie Carlton, and gangster Arnold King has been captured by police. And today, Penny returns to Rossville with Johnny Keith and the mysterious stranger, Barry Smith. The trio are now in Johnny's car, driving in from the Rossville airport.
You haven't said a word since we left the airport, Mr. Smith. What's wrong?
Nothing, Miss Gibbs. Just nothing to say, I guess.
Well, you're feeling better than you did yesterday in New York.
Yes, I am, Mr. Keith. Well, maybe it's just the country air.
Ha-ha. It always makes me feel good to get back to Rossville when I've been away.
Maybe it's not the air. Maybe it's the place.
Oh, I don't know. Rossville never seemed like much of a place to me.
Oh? You've been here before, Mr. Smith?
Are you kidding?
Mr. Smith, Johnny doesn't know about you.
Oh.
I didn't tell him because I
Well, don't bother to explain why, Miss Gibbs. I know. You want to keep your friends. And if you have any, keep them. A friend is a rare commodity.
Well, you speak as though you don't have any.
I don't.
Well, look here. From the way things look to me, Penny's a friend of yours.
The lovely lady here, I never saw her before yesterday afternoon when you two came to my room. She'd never seen me. I don't think we should be called friends.
All right, if you'd rather we wouldn't.
I'd rather we wouldn't be. It was your job to come to me yesterday. It must have been a nasty job, too. How much muck did you have to wallow through to get to me, Miss Gibbs?
Not too much.
I think it was plenty, and I hope you were paid well.
I would have done it for nothing.
Don't make me laugh.
Look, I think someone should change the subject before someone gets hurt. Where can I drop you, Mr. Smith?
We're not dropping Mr. Smith anywhere. We're taking him to...
Look, Miss Gibbs, if you don't mind, I'd rather not go there today. Tomorrow, perhaps. I'd really like to rest a little, sort of think things over before I... You know.
Yes, I know.
There's a hotel here, isn't there?
Well, I'm beginning to see you haven't been in Rossville in a long time, Mr. Smith. There are several hotels in Rossville.
Oh, there are. Well, the old place has grown, hasn't it?
Yeah, but look, why stay at a hotel? There are plenty of rooms at my house and a good home.
No, you've done enough for me, thanks.
No, but it wouldn't be any trouble. There are several empty rooms in the house. It was built for a big family.
Oh, and it doesn't house a large family now.
No, only four of us. And one of us is a very tiny little girl.
More of a tiny little girl than you.
Returning to Rossville's put you in good spirits, hasn't it?
Well, I don't know whether it's Rossville or you, Miss Gibbs.
Hey, what is this?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Keith. Just a test to see whether you fit into the picture, and the test was successful.
Look, Mr. Smith, you will stay at my house, won't you?
No, I don't want to impose. If I had the courage, I'd go where I belong this evening, but one of my troubles is a lack of courage. It always has been.
Oh, that's silly.
Well, where do you want me to drive, Penny? Straight to your house?
Yes, Johnny, please.
No, look, drop me off at one of Rossville's hotels. It doesn't even have to be the best. Just one with a room and a bath.
Now, will you listen to me a minute, please? You're going to stay with us.
Well, come on now. Let's decide. I have to turn off up here if I'm going to Penny's.
I've already told you, Johnny. We're going to my house.
We'll go to a hotel.
My house. Now, that settles that. Anyway, you know something? You and I have a few things to talk over, Mr. Smith. And I think we can do it much better if you spend the night at my house.
Well, all right, if you insist.
Thanks, I do.
Look, do you accept, Mr. Smith? I must know because it's time to turn off.
Yes, I accept. Make your turn.
Yeah, but be careful when you do make it. It looks kind of slippery.
Side seat driver.
No, I don't care. I make this turn every day, several times a day. And the city never sands it properly on icy days.
Oh,
and
it's not icy, no. Now, you watch.
Yeah, I'll watch. Johnny!
It's all in knowing
no,
how.
It is icy. Look, Johnny! Johnny, we're skidding.
Holy mackerel. Hold on, Miss Gibbs. We're going to skid into that post.
Everybody all right?
I don't know. I haven't opened my eyes yet.
You all right, Miss Gibbs?
I think so, Mr. Smith.
Well, go ahead, somebody. Say I told you so.
Oh, Johnny, I wouldn't say it. You must feel badly enough. Is the car badly damaged?
I don't know. Let's get out and see, huh?
All right. Probably not much. We slowed up plenty before we hit that post.
Where did we hit? The back wheels?
Well, I think so. Probably nothing but fender damage. Boy, it sure is banged in, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that. Sure looks ugly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I guess we'd better call a garage and have it straightened. Looks as if it pressed in there against the tire.
Oh, garage, are you crazy?
Hey, wait a minute. What? Let me see it, too.
Oh, it really looks much worse.
Yeah, but I want to see it, John. The noise it made, I thought we were turning over.
Well, the accidents with least damage make the most noise. This is really nothing. Smith, would you
all
give me a hand and we'll pull this fellow away from the tire, huh?
Sure. I'm not certain I know what to do here.
Well, it's nothing complicated. Here, just pull up on the bent part of the fender.
Oh.
I'll pull here.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
All right.
Here we go.
That's got it.
What do you mean, that's all there is to it?
Yeah, that's all there is to it.
Well, what do you know? For the first time in my life, I've done something useful.
For the first time... Yeah. Thanks a lot, Smith.
You're sure that's all the damage, John?
Yeah, I'm sure this is all. We just skidded sideways into the post. If we'd hit head-on, I'd say maybe we'd knock the differential.
Look, Keith, I'm impressed with your knowledge of automobiles, but I'd be much more impressed on a warmer day. Let's get back in the car and head for Miss Gibbs' fireside, shall we?
All right. Sorry. Yeah, let me help you in.
No. I'll help her in, Keith. You shine in the mechanical department. At least let me show Miss Gibbs that I know how to be a gentleman.
You better put another log on the fire.
Mm-hmm, sure, Penny.
Oh, golly, it's good to be home again.
And work all done, huh?
All done.
There we are. How's the new log doing?
Oh, that's a really beautiful fire.
Well, I guess I'm just an arsonist.
Oh,
right.
I'm sure.
Oh, it's too bad our friend Smith didn't want to stay down. He seemed to like the fireplace.
I guess it's been a long time since he's seen a fireplace, Johnny.
Well, what makes you say that?
Because I know where he's been and what he's been doing for a long time.
Oh, what?
I can't tell you that, Johnny. Mm-hmm. Maybe I never can. Johnny, I want him to tell you himself.
Oh, yeah. I doubt if Smith will ever tell me the time of day, except grudgingly. The way he acted before he went upstairs to rest, I thought he hated me.
Oh, it's just his manner. I doubt if he hates anybody. As he himself said, well, he just doesn't have any courage.
You know, I've been thinking.
What?
You know a lot about him, don't you?
Oh, I wouldn't say I know a lot about him. I know a little about him.
Oh. Who is he?
Barry Smith.
No. I mean, who is Barry Smith?
Well, Barry Smith is not really Barry Smith.
Oh, fine. I guessed that much.
Oh, you did.
Who is he actually?
Johnny, look, I can't tell you that because I just don't think it's fair until my job is over.
Well, I thought it was over when you found him in that rooming house in New York.
Well, the worst of it was over then, Johnny. The hard and scary part of it. The part that had me frightened. But, the job won't be over until I take him someplace and leave him.
Well, this all sounds too mysterious. Take him where?
Well, if I told you that, then I'd be telling you who he is.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you see.
Uh-huh. I see the whole thing.
Oh, well, if you do, keep it to yourself. I'm not a very good actress, and if you told me what you're thinking, and you are thinking the right thing, then the look on my face would give me away.
Okay. I'll give you a break this time, young lady. I'll just keep what I know to myself.
Thank you.
Look, Penny, I hate to leave such pleasant company and such an attractive fire, but I really have to go.
I'm sorry you do.
I'm sorry, too.
Johnny.
Hmm?
Thanks for everything.
You're not sorry I came down to New York and sort of butted in,
oh, you didn't butt in. It was nice to have you. I'll tell you something else.
Hmm?
It was easier seeing Barry Smith for the first time with you along. I was kind of scared about going to see him. I didn't know what he'd be like.
Well, do you know what he's like now?
No, I don't. He's kind of strange. I half like him, half fear him. And somehow, Johnny, I have a feeling I'll always feel that way about him. Never knowing whether he's... Let me help you with the dishes.
Oh, no, thank you, Miss Gibbs. I'm almost done.
No, I told you not to start them until I was ready to help. You must be tired.
Oh, crickets, I'm not a bit tired, Miss Gibbs.
I don't know why you aren't.
Oh, I don't know why I should be. There wasn't much to do while you were gone.
Yeah, but I brought home a lot of extra work for you.
No, you didn't. Oh, you mean Mr. Smith?
Mm-hmm. He was very rude at the table, Nora. I hope he didn't hurt your feelings.
Oh.
But the meal was wonderful.
Oh, I thought it was, too. It was just something Mr. Smith didn't like, that's all.
I think he did like it, Nora. I just think that he didn't know what to say to show his appreciation, and he said the wrong thing.
No, he didn't, Miss Gibbs. He just didn't like the idea of a servant eating at the table with him.
Now, you listen, young lady. You are not a servant in this house. You're here because I need help. I need help with the baby and the house. And you're the only person I can trust with either one.
Oh, thank you, Miss Gibbs. And, Crickets, I know you don't think I'm a servant. But Mr. Smith does. He's the kind of a person who thinks anyone who does work is a servant.
I think maybe he is, Nora, but don't let him upset you. He won't be here tomorrow, and I'm sorry I invited him to stay here tonight.
Oh, I don't blame him for feeling the way he does, Miss Gibbs. Crickets, it's the way he's been taught to feel.
What do you mean, Nora?
I mean, I can tell by looking at him. If he isn't very rich, he was. And if he isn't in very high society, he used to be. And he used to be very handsome, and he still is.
After the way he treated you, you can call him handsome.
Oh, Crickets, he's almost beautiful, Miss Gibbs. Of course, I know how a person looks doesn't show how a person is. Take Freddie Lang, for instance. He isn't very pretty, but he's beautiful inside.
So, Barry Smith isn't exactly a perfect person, is he? Just who is he, and why did Penny go to so much trouble to find him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, we'd like to have a private word with you. There's something important we want you to know about beef, and it's this. The best beef that's available on today's market is Kroger quality beef. Yes, Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy, and it's your own 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Now is the time to serve the dinner that's sure to please everybody. Now is the time to thrill your folks with a delicious beef dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificent steak. Whatever their favorite may be, your family will be thrilled with the delicious tenderness and juiciness of Kroger quality beef. So don't delay. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store for the finest beef values in town. Be sure to remember this, ladies. Remember that Kroger quality beef is available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. It's an exclusive Kroger feature. Beef that's carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is Kroger quality beef the best grade available, it's also priced for real thrift. So be sure to get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.